Alba to be one of his mandalas. There is no higher praise than that in my mind. So without any embellishment of that, I would like to introduce to you Mirji Kakaria, one of Baba's intimate mandalas.
Do you sit down speaking?
No, it's all right.
Dear friends, I'm not a speech maker. I would rather prefer if you ask any questions. But before that, I would say a few words. It's a great pleasure to meet you all today here. And particularly, I'm very happy that all the groups in Washington have met today together. That is in the spirit of Baba. Baba does not want separatism. Well, in a big city, there may be groups everywhere as they are. But that group should cooperate with each other, once in a while meet together in fellowship and learn from each other how to love Baba. Loving Baba is not so easy. I don't claim to love Baba, excuse me, as he should be loved. But he loves us, and our efforts to that in that direction should be first to love each other. Unless we love each other and do not say at the behind the back words about others, whatever they may do, they may be wrong also, but we must have tolerance. That is in love, that is loving Baba. Well, that is why I was very happy this trip in New York. You must be knowing that there are two groups, particularly in New York. One is that Society for Octavian Baba, another is called the Baba House or something. And during all my visits, I had noticed that they were at loggerheads. But this time I was so happy that they met all together one day, one evening, all together, saw the film that Society had played. And each one parted in a spirit of love, and I found all the faces smiling and happy. I would like to see that here also. Well, Baba himself has said to us that every heart is his group or center. An individual who loves Baba is Baba's center, Baba's heart, Baba's group. But when the opinions differ, or the way to approach Baba differ, though the approach may be the same, each one tries to approach Baba. But there are ways. Some may like to go by train, someone will like to go by air, or someone by bullock cart. That does not make any difference. Each one tries to reach Baba, love Baba. And my request today, I'm happy to see here all of you. And you, in future also, meet together once in a way like that. Collaborate with each other in fellowship and brotherhood. That is loving Baba. In fact, last time, that means in 1972 when I visited the United States, I also requested Elizabeth Patterson that why not make one occasion, somewhere, sometime suitable to all, that all the groups or centers from all over the United States meet at least once a year in Myrtle Beach. How fine it would be then. It would be Baba when calling for darshan. Baba is to have all groups and all members from all over the world. So why not we in our own town, in city, in our own country, should emulate that. Now I would like you to, if you have any questions, what would you like me to speak? I would like to know what would you like me to speak?
Yes,
far as spirituality is concerned, or discourses, or lessons, or classes, I am ignorant. I only know, I lived with Baba, I have traveled with him, and the love that he has been pouring on us makes us forget everything else. So, it will be my pleasure if you have anything to ask me, if you want to know anything about me or about other things. I have not chosen any subject to speak today. I do not, and I am not a speech maker, I have told you from the beginning. I have not prepared anything. So what would you like me to speak?
How was it that he seemed different? How was it? I shouldn't ask that question. How was it? In what ways did he appear different than a lot of...
How people behave differently, you mean?
No.
Groups,
how did Mehran Baba seem different?
Mehran Baba is not different to me. Mehran Baba is the same to everybody.
No. But then...
If you take Mehran Baba as God incarnate, as God-man on this earth, this question does not arise.
No. I guess the question is the contrast.
Obviously he seemed different than other people.
Yes, that's
the question. Seems different to other people?
No.
Well, then they don't understand who he is.
No. The question is this, how does he seem...
In what way? Can you give me one instance?
How did he handle problems that would have been different than a lot of the ways other people might handle problems? That's too mundane.
I exactly follow what they want. What she wants to.
I think she's trying to say what was outstanding about Baba that other people. That was just what was outstanding about Baba. That's all.
Outstanding. Can there be any difference or degree of outstandingness if Baba is God-man on earth? He's everything and everybody and he's all in all. We just repeated his prayer in which you invoke his, what he is.
Attracted you to him.
Attraction.
Is that better?
Attraction to Baba. That depends upon your love for him. How much you want to give him, not receive from him.
Maharaji, how did you come to know of Baba's authority? How did you come to know of Baba's authority?
How did I came to know Baba?
Baba's authority.
Baba's authority. It's very difficult to explain. One has to experience. For instance, I never believed in Baba. I had never known him also. I never wanted to see him also. But in 1927, Chanji, you must have read about him, Baba's first secretary. He's a relative of mine. He happened to come. I was studying in college. He happened to come to Pune, where I was studying. And he tells me that we are going tomorrow for a picnic to Ambanagar. You join us. I said it was month of February, and in March was our final examination. So I was not prepared to lose even a day. I told him I can't. He forced me. Sometime again, and something happened to me that I joined them on a picnic to Ambanagar. Midway, when we were going in the bus, he told me that we are going to Mehran Baba. I was wild, angry actually. He said, why did you not tell me? I would not have wasted my day like this. I must tell you that I also come from a very orthodox priestly family. My father is living, he's 94, he's an orthodox Parsi priest, Zoroastrian priest. He made me also a priest, qualified priest I am. If anyone wants to get any wedding ceremony or he passes his Western religion, I have authorized to perform it. But I have not done yet any. So in short, he took me and I had no other alternative but to go with them, with his family, his mother, his brother, his whole family was there. Then they came to Mehrabad and they all bowed to Baba. I did not bow to him, because no one bows to any human being. That was my training from the childhood. Baba smiled and gave me his hand. I saw that shake hand with me. Friends, believe me, in that split second, all my orthodoxy, all my fanaticism of religion and everything vanished. How? I am unable to explain. And I became his slave.
Did you stay with Baba from then on?
Not that day, but after some couple of months or so. Yes. Now you want me to relate that story. How is... Well, Baba then asked me, what are you doing? I said, I am studying chemistry. He said, what's the use of studying? Leave off your studies. Leave it. What is the use of your studying? I was just red in my face. What is that, Baba? I said, I leave my studies. I've been working at... Then it's all right. Baba said, I told Baba that next month is my exam and I'm prepared for appearing. Why should I leave my studies? All right, it's my appear for your exam. If you get through, go ahead with... if you're supposed to get through, what are you going to do after? I said, I would like to study pharmaceutical chemistry in Germany, because at that time they were not teaching in India. Baba just smiled, all right, appear for your exam, and if you get through, go ahead with your plans. And I didn't get through. First time for failure in my career. And that was also in an ordinary physics experiment on sound. I have not a musical ear. I like music, but I have not that musical ear. It's a sonometer where you perform an experiment with, and you have to find out that calculations. I could not do. I just fumbled and I failed in that, though I got distinction in chemistry. Well, naturally, Baba said that if you don't get through, come to me. So I had to go to him. He offered me a job in the school as a teacher. I was about 19, I think, at that time, nearing 20, 19. And some of the boys were hardly 3 or 4 years younger than me. And I was asked to teach them. Now, how can I tell my father that I am going to Mer Baba to stay with him? He would just get wild. So, and I have a big family, 5 sisters and 3 brothers, and I am the eldest son. So, my old man depended upon me. He spent all his money, whatever he could spare, on my education, and he thought that once I get some, start earning, I will be helped to the family. So, I go to my place and tell my Daddy that unfortunately I have failed in the examination, I would like to reappear, and you cannot afford to spend all the money on me for college and hostel and everything, but I have got a job at Mer Baba school. I didn't say anything. Mer Baba school in Ahmadnagar, where Baba is offered me 45 rupees. 45 rupees in those days was about $15 per month with food and everything. So my father reluctantly agreed, and I go there. I also went there. Baba said that you come and teach to this class in the morning, continue your study, and after 6 months you reappear again for the exam. And my purpose was also that, going that, well, I will study and then again reappear. But I never reappeared. I stayed with Baba for about 2 years at that time. Then my father, with some more priests, one day came to Mehrabad. I was there. Someone had spread rumors in my town where my father was, that I had shaved off my head, I am wearing saffron robe, and I have become a dervish or a sannyasi, or I have renounced the world and something like that, which was not so. So they came, Baba called them immediately, 4 priests with Parsi priest dress, if you have ever seen them. My father was in tears. He just said, all my hopes were on this eldest son, and he has renounced the world and he's staying with you. Baba said, who says he has renounced the world? Baba calls me. I come there. They see me in normal dress and everything, that my hair was there, everything was there. But it was Baba's wish, and perhaps it was in my interest also. Baba asked me to go immediately with my father. I said, no, I have now decided to stay with you. Why should I go? Then he took me inside one room and asked me, tell me, this is not loving, it's not love that you want to stay with me. Obedience is greater than love. Love, no one can love me unless I put that grace myself into that. But obey me. Obedience is greater. And but Baba, I was angry. I was young, of course. And Baba, is for this reason you have called me here, now that I wanted to say, and you are leaving me like this. Baba, on his alphabet, God dictated, I will not leave you, even if you leave me. Well, in short, I went with my father. The story is too long. Well, I came to Bombay, stayed with my maternal uncle, my brother of my mother. He had no children. They all were very happy that I have come back. But I was still, not in my moods. Very easy. I did not take any interest in anything. In the meantime, my uncle, another uncle, whose son was working in a business concern in Bandar Abbas, Persian Gulf, he had written to his son that if you call Merji to here, he might forget Mer Baba and come to long distance. In his turn, that his son wrote to the boss that you are bringing every time people not educated and not helpful to us. Here is one young man, he just praised me like anything. I never worked anywhere. He praised that he's intelligent, he's helpful, and I have not taken leave for 7 years. If he comes here and he learns there, I would be able to go on leave also, and don't be miserly in offering any pay or anything, and you definitely bring him. So one day I receive a letter from that gentleman. I did not know him also, though of course distant relation. He called me, so I asked me to see him. So I was also very happy that why not go to Bandar Abbas, away from this Bombay and this atmosphere. So I go and see him. He, as usual, those old-time bosses, miserly, he offered me pay of 60 rupees, which is about $20 per month, with food, of course, and deck passage. You know, of course, what is deck passage? On a steamer, well, on the deck, those laborers and workers and those who stay, not in the cabin. That's called deck passage. I was even ready to go with that even. But I could not go without Baba's permission. I return and tell my uncle that there is a cricket match at Nasik tomorrow and I would like to go and see that. My uncle was very happy that here at least he takes interest in cricket match. He gave me 10 rupees and I took the night train to Ahmednagar. In the morning, Baba just was sitting, smiling. What makes you come here? I said, Baba, there is just a proposal to me, and he has offered me this pay, and I would like to go there. He said, no, don't go now. You will go. I will also come to Iran. But don't go now. Go back. Now, I had no face to see that boss and tell him that I am not coming. I just did not reply or did not. My cousin from Bandar Abbas again wrote to him, again you must have played something that the boy is not coming and you have not offered him. So again he came personally to my uncle's house one evening when I was not there. And he said that Merji promised, he said he agreed that he would come and he did not come and he was not. My uncle was not willing that I go. So he was also happy. He said, why, gentleman came, go and tell him that, no, I don't want to go, I want to remain with my family, my parents do not like that, and I said, you can tell him. At least you should go and tell him that you are not coming. Well, again, thoughts came to my mind that he is also right, that when a man is coming, I had promised to join him, and I am not going and telling him no even. So again, I took another train to Mehrabad. Again, on some pretense of seeing cricket match. And come there and meet Baba. Baba just smiled. Now what makes you come? Baba, I'm sorry. Not that. When the boss came that and he asked me at least that to come. My uncle said, don't you go and tell him? No, why you are not going? Go and tell him. It's not nice. It's all right. I went there. But I had that pride to say no, once having agreed and to say no. Then I said that, he said, why did you not come and tell? I said, sir, you offered me a job as if I was a menial servant or a laborer or a sweeper for 60 meager rupees and deck passage. But what do you want? I don't know how much work you could do, what work your cousin is writing to me. That's why I have All right, I'll give you 125 rupees and give you second class passage in the cabin. I'm going next week. We'll go together. That was tempting again. So I go back again to Baba. Next, taking night train, reaching in the morning. And Baba says, smile and what makes you come there? Baba, now he has come and he has done and he has given. Now you go. See, the moral of this is that if I had accepted those first terms and gone, you see, I would have been always treated as a, someone who is just, in the office would be helpful. But when I had insisted and told that man and when increased the pay and all facilities others, so I had better chances to progress there.
Maharaji, were you with Baba during the new life?
New life, you see, Baba had called us, some of us.
Right.
The meeting was called. And a circular printed thing was given to everybody who, under conditions were written under new life, in the what conditions they should join in this. And they had to sign and give it to Baba. Before giving the circulars, myself, Nariman, and late Jal Kiravala, if you have heard about it. Three of us, and Ramji, of course, four of us, Baba said, you should not take the circular, you should not, you have got to perform certain duties here, and you will be like joining me in new life. So we were not given the option to join or not to join.
Whatever is one.
And I was, you must have read that, arrangement dwellers. I was one of the arrangement dwellers.
So you lived according to the rules of the new life, but...
No. We had no. Only certain, looking after the families and others, those who were left behind by Baba, and certain other things. And any emergency coming up, it was correspondence was with me. I had to do what instructions I received.
What would you like to be separated from Baba during that period?
It was a bit difficult. But later on, well, we knew that Baba was with us.
Question?
Yes?
Could you continue with the story? When you got to that other city where you were getting the 125 rupees per month and the second-class passage, how long did you stay in that jail?
Yes, I stayed for 3 years. I joined in 1929, and in 1932, I came to India and married by Mangit Baba's permission. Of course, not that Baba asked me to marry. I asked Baba whether should I marry Homai, and Baba agreed that I married. Well, many people say that it was Baba's wish and Baba asked me, so I did it. No, it is not that. I asked Baba. Yes, I married, and then in 1934 end, I decided to start my own business there. Having gained some experience there, and young men, of course, I did not. Only my whole support was Baba. I had implicit conviction that whatever I do honestly, Baba will always help me. That was there. And I started a small shop about 10 feet by 10 feet. In the bazaar, the market area, buying locally few things and selling some wines. Then I had my letterheads printed on English bond paper in Bombay, Times of India Press, like Maharaji and Company, Bandarabas, Persian Gulf, telegraphic address, Maharaji, Bandarabas, codes used, Bentley's, ABC, Shawfields, Oriental, import, export, clearing, forwarding, all this.
Maharaji, how did you acquire your opening inventory for that?
Huh?
How did you acquire your opening inventory for your little 10-foot by 10-foot shop?
How? I don't follow.
No, the first products you sold, didn't you... I have some story in the back of my mind of your sending away...
I'm telling you.
Right.
You are interrupted. This letterheads is that business. Mm-hmm. So then I started writing letters to Europe, America, United States, Japan. Those trade journals I was getting in advertisements, and then writing to them, sending them £2, £3 draft, bank draft with that letter, that I would like to represent you in Iran, and please send me your comprehensive samples of all that you manufacture. Here is about, that is, to cover the cost, I'm sending you £2 or £5, like that. Ordinarily, a merchant or a businessman asks for free samples. So those people, they thought that, well, here somebody is serious, that he sends money to get free samples. So instead of, if I sent £5, I was receiving about 10, 15 pounds worth of free samples. And that I was selling in the shop. Well, that way business flourished. You know, I did very well. Afterwards, I had a big department store, and when the war started, that was stopped, and I started. Anything that I touched, I made profit. But that, don't think that Baba gives profit always. Baba gives many headaches also. And nothing came to my way in an easy way. No. Hard work and difficulties, innumerable difficulties, difficulties which were not foreseen even, that used to crop up in my way. But I had my implicit conviction in Baba that whatever may come, it is his wish, and ultimately or invariably it turned out to my advantage. And I enjoyed that results. After undergoing those sorts of difficulties, and it's when something we accomplish, and it gives us great pleasure. If we get something easy way or free, we don't have the value of it. Well, that way I did business. My business flourished. I import, export. I started manufacturing carpets. I started exporting pistachio nuts and almond seeds and wool and nuts to the United States also. And when it was at its height, Baba asked me to wind up and come back. I did that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
What did Baba ask you to do?
In 1945, I met Baba. I came to India, and at that time, it was, I think, yes, at Secunderabad, Baba was. He called me. We met there, I and my wife also. We stayed there, and then Baba all of a sudden said, now you come back to India. Wind up your business and come back to India. My business was widespread all over Iran, several, and I had no cash money as such, but whatever I earned, I plowed back into business. And that way it was doing very well. And Baba called me, so I had to come. Another instance of carpet manufacturing, how I did not know anything about the carpet manufacturing. But I was doing clearing work for some manufacturers in Kerman. Their consignments were coming to me. I was clearing from customs and shipping to their destinations. So I had some little idea of carpets there. Then, at that time, rupees were available any amount in the market. But dollars were scarce. And dollars had a premium in Iran in those days. For instance, it was 32 riyals a dollar official rate. You could get 45, sometimes 50, 47, 40, like that, riyals. I started business in Kerman carpet. First, I purchased carpets at the market where you have other dealers were buying. And offered to their clients, not to the different customers, at prices lower than what they would offer. They could not. For instance, if a carpet was $12 a square foot at that time, here, they were selling, those are the big manufacturers and exporters, selling at $12 to the customers in the United States, I offered them $11.50 or $11.75. Whereas they were, sometimes I offered them at cost, which their cost and their. He said, how could Meiji offer at cost? They did not know what I was doing. I was shipping the carpets from Bandar Abbas to Karachi in transit for New York. in transit. So, but actually, customs undertaking that I was going is for India. That was in rupees. Rupees were available any amount at the official rate. I was getting for my customers dollars. And those dollars I used to sell in the free market at a premium. And that was my profit. I like to relate one another interesting story about astrology. You will be glad to know. Some of you might have heard it also. In 1943, we came to India on a short holiday. And I had a business friend from Hong Kong who had also been stranded in Bombay because of the war. We were helping each other. He asked me, "Maji, how is business?" I says, "Very good, everything is clear and nice it is." Then he tells me that, "Maji, it is war money. War money rarely stays with people. It comes in flood and it goes in, I mean, just like that also. So take care of it." I said, "Well, I have got investment in money. I don't have any cash money as such." Then casually asked me, "Have you a horoscope?" I said, "Well, horoscope, my father, maybe," because it's a custom in India that when a child is born, horoscope is prepared on the 6th or 7th day of the birth. And besides, I come from an astrologer's family. My great-grandfather was an astrologer, his son was an astrologer, his grandson was an astrologer, but not my father. So he said that your father must be having the horoscope, why don't you get it? I got it. And one day, he took me to his friend, a renowned astrologer in India, old man, Sanskrit scholar, venerable man. He was not an astrologer by profession, but he was, even ministers used to consult him. So he took me, he was his friend, he took me there. He just saw the horoscope and said, "I'll tell you next week." Next week again I go and he says that you are running into very, very bad stars very soon. You are likely to lose heavily. More than 50% of what you earn, or perhaps more. So better take care immediately. But I say, "I don't have cash money to lose. I've got goods spread all over India. You know, better sell it away at the current price." I also, like a fool, sent a telegram to my office that start selling everything at current market rates irrespective of profit or loss. Then I went to Baba at Lahore. And at that time I met Baba after 11 years. In 1930, that story also I'll tell how I missed Baba. So I met Baba and Baba asked me, "Now 11 years, what you did, tell me in detail everything." So I told him everything, whatever. In the end I told him that this is such and such and I have sent a telegram. Baba took my ear and twisted it. He just put me the question. "What do you take me to be?" I said, "God." "Then who makes your stars? Who makes your destiny? If I am God, I can change the destiny of the whole universe in a split second. What do you mean?" He calls Vishnu, if you are one of Baba's old mandali. He's dead. And he himself dictated a telegram to my office, "Don't sell anything till Marji returns."
Would you like some water, Marji?
I would like to, but not very cold. Huh? "Don't sell anything before Marji returns." And he told me that, "Don't listen to these horoscopes or astrology. If you take me as God, I am the man to make your stars. Even if you have got very good stars, if I want, I can change them to bad, evil stars also." That is what is. "So go on as you are doing business, carry on like that." After a time, in fact, actually the prices suddenly dropped. For instance, sugar that we were actually buying at 700 rupees or 700 tumans in those days, it was going up to 900, 1000, then all of it did drop to 304 because too much was smuggled from outside in sailing boats, even from Africa, Portuguese East Africa, Beira. Weak sailing boats used to bring sugar because sugar prices were very high in those days. But by the time I returned and started again, the prices went up to 1500 rupees. I made 150,000 rupees profit on those goods instead of losing on the hearing on horoscopes. In short, the moral is that with Baba, we have to leave everything to him. Good stars or bad stars, evil stars or stars, or if we have... I can't speak if I keep this in my mouth. No, I will take it later. The moral is that when we have taken Baba as God, we are convinced, not just faith or belief, convinced that Baba is with us, always with us, wherever we go, whatever we do, he watches and he's with us, then we have to leave all results to him, irrespective of our stars. Many times we are, maybe astrology, I don't say it's a science, it is true. Sometimes suppose we are running into evil stars. We will suffer some difficulties, but Baba will give us that strength to bear those difficulties also.
Baba ever ask for a percentage of your profits? Did Baba ever ask for a percentage of your profits?
He had asked percentage of my profits.
Yes. Did he ever make any claims on the money you made?
Well, he never asked me. But it was my conviction that all that, even today, it is all his. And has to be used for his work. And that way, on my own, I used to do whatever little I could do. But he never asked like that. But in my will, he asked me to do for the trust.
When someone who doesn't know about Baba asks you about Baba, how do you start out telling them about him?
Bogger.
When someone who doesn't know about Baba asks you about Baba, how do you start out telling them about him?
In the first instance, I never tell people about Baba. If someone questions me, and then I say, yes. I say, yes. And what I say now, I say, I believe, I take him as Jesus or Zoroaster or Krishna or Rama or which those avatars, and I take him as avatar. I take him as God. I tell them plainly. In my office, I have got Baba's pictures, and many skeptics come to my office and question me also, what is it? I say, I give one East Asiatic company, it was a big trading company in India. It is now, I think, wound up and taken over by Indians. It's a Swedish company. There, I am making filter papers, if you know now. That also venture is it's Baba's grace, nothing else. I'm not qualified to man. We have no paper technologies also in my factory. So we started certain edge filters for filtering, edge filters. Ordinarily filter, we pour water on that and filter it. These are edge filters, they are washer-like discs. And they are stacked on sticks and in the machine, and the oil, mostly transformer and insulation oils are filtered to that. It filters through the edges. The inside is a hollow cylinder. So under compression and under compressed vacuum, it is pressed and that oil is filtered. So they were importing at that time. And they asked me. I said, yes, we can. So they came to see my factory, whether I am qualified or whether I am able to do it. And after they were satisfied, that gentleman asked me, have you any foreign collaboration? Any European or American for manufacturing this type of filter papers? They are very critical, technical papers. How can we rely on you? I say, yes, I have collaboration is certain, but not foreign. Then I used to show Baba's pictures. Yes.
Mayorji, how did your relationship with Baba differ now from how it was before he dropped his body?
That's a good question. You know, I was, it is Baba's grace that I was fortunate in traveling with him in much trips. You know, when he asked me to close down my business and come to India, I came back. Of course, it took me 3 years, 4 years almost to wind up the whole thing. But I came back, leaving it to my manager. And at that time, I had an opportunity to travel with him. I used to stay sometimes 10 days, 15 days, 1 month with him on must trips. America, twice I came with him, 52, 56, in India, traveling at different places. I had a good experience of having Baba's love. But in spite of all this, I did not feel his presence so strong as I feel it today, after he dropped his body. I never prayed in those days, prayer, Parvatikar, prayer, or but afterwards, it has been a practice now. It is a sort of a compulsion or habit that every morning, first thing before breakfast, I offer Baba's prayer. And I feel, I experience, in anything, sometimes in great difficulty, however normal in family life it may be, I just think, Baba, and you see that it is that moment to solve. I say that Baba's presence is stronger now than what when he was physically with us. Another thing also I want to impress upon you young people, particularly those who have not met Baba, you are more fortunate. In the sense, if I stayed with Baba, saw his power, saw his working, and then I started following him or believing him, there is not much value in it. But you people, having not met Baba, and yet you give so much sacrifice. I am really myself ashamed to see that young people work hard, earn money, come to Baba's shrine, Baba's tomb there, and just go back to America without spending any time in sightseeing or wandering here and there. Why it should be so? This is Baba's manifestation. Who knows that these young children are Baba's own children? Well, who knows that what past connections you... So you people have come actually prepared to accept him without even meeting him physically. That is my personal opinion. I'm telling you, I don't say that it is the... But it is, I always respect young people, that they, without me physically meeting him, are so devoted to Baba, prepared to sacrifice everything for Baba. Even at present, we have 3 or 4 or 5 of them working like anything in Ahmednagar, Mehrabad, what trust work or this work or that. Without any young people with full of energy and intelligence and everything, and yet they work for Baba there. Why? Why it should be so? I think this question you can reply to yourself. I personally feel his presence stronger now than ever before.
Maharaji, could you tell us some of your experiences on the must tours?
It is now 8:30. We would, I think, 50 minutes left. Quarter to 9 at least. Before 9 we must go.
We would like to, before you leave, to group it up to do a song for you.
So yes, yes. Our pleasure.
Maybe we'll get started.